location with a story that I can tell. I consult with my friend and fellow investigator, MJ Dixon, who's deeply connected within the British paranormal scene. She's an interesting cat, MJ. South African by birth, she and her husband Duncan have lived in the UK for the last several years. MJ hosts her own paranormal conventions and works extensively in the field of TV and the media. We've worked together before. Full disclosure, I've been a speaker at some of her events, and we both find that our styles complement one another's comfortably, particularly when MJ is exercising her psychic sensitivities in the UK by remote viewing my own investigations in the US. She's one of the few so-called sensitives whose abilities have sometimes absolutely blown me away. And I like the idea of working with her and her team in person rather than over a video conferencing software connection. Batting around ideas, we finally settle on two places that have been on my bucket list for many years. The first is the Skerrid Inn, located in the small village of Yevanhengel Cwcorny, Wales, close to the border with England. I first learned of the Skerrid from the books of legendary ghost hunter Peter Underwood, who apparently wasn't all that impressed with the haunting. The inn only merited a single paragraph in Underwood's book, Ghosts and Haunted Places. In uncharacteristically vague terms, the author declared the Skerrid to be haunted by a friendly ghost that has been seen and heard a number of times over the years, but no one seems to know who the ghost is or why he occasionally puts in an appearance. Hardly the most compelling write-up. The Skerrid next popped up on reality TV, Screaming in the Darkathon, Most Haunted. And after viewing the episode with raised eyebrows throughout, I found the inn to be rather fascinating. Host Yvette Fielding and friends seemed to uncover more than a single, simple phantom and suggested that more was going on at the Skerrid than first met the eye. MJ herself has spent a lot of time there and has confirmed that she and her colleagues have found the place to be very paranormally active. A historic, haunted mountain inn sounds just like what the doctor ordered, and fortunately, MJ is able to secure the entire place on our behalf for 3 days and nights. 72 hours should hopefully be enough time to experience the Skerrid Inn and really get to know the place. But after that, we'll need a second location to make the long transatlantic journey worthwhile. Fortunately, MJ has a contact at what many claim to be Britain's most haunted prison, the infamous HMP, Her Majesty's Prison, Shepton Mallet. Known to the inmates and prison officers as simply the Mallet, this sprawling penitentiary has housed some of Britain's most vicious criminals. Perhaps the most famous were the notorious Cray twins, Ronnie and Reggie, who spent time behind bars there when the Mallet was a military prison. The Crays had served in the British Army as part of their mandatory national service and had been so unruly they were the terrors of their regiment. Upon their release from Shepton Mallet and discharge from the army, they would go on to establish a criminal empire based in London's Bethnal Green. So far, so interesting. But my study of the prison's history takes a darker turn when I learn about the executions which took place there. A number of British civilian inmates were hanged at Shepton Mallet, but things really kicked into high gear during the Second World War, when the prison was loaned to the U.S. Army. Did you ever see the classic war movie, The Dirty Dozen? If so, you probably remember the scenes where a bunch of American soldiers are sitting on death row, waiting to be hanged. This is not a far cry from what actually happened at Shepton Mallet during the war years, when the U.S. military hanged 16 of its own soldiers inside the prison execution chamber, and also shot two more dead by firing squad just within the perimeter walls outside. Little wonder, then, that ghost stories swirl around HMP's Shepton Mallet like flies around dog poop. The place is big, sprawling, completely self-contained, and it's going to be all ours for 4 whole nights. It doesn't come cheap, but MJ and I arrange for some members of the public to join us in order to help defray the cost. Not only does that help keep things affordable, but we schedule the public events for our first 2 nights, followed by another 2 nights where it will just be MJ, myself, and a small